Julian De Stoop. How are you this morning?
Good, Jared. How are you going?
Going well, mate. Are you, what are you going to do for the next 6 weeks?
Well, it's business as usual today as we deal with the fallout. And I guess in a way, at Fox Sports, they're really waiting to see what happens with the A-League and the NRL. We think we know what's going to happen with those two competitions. They're going to go the same way as the AFL. So, yeah, unbelievable day yesterday. The biggest day in the sports history, the biggest crisis the game has ever been confronted with, particularly financially. And over the next 48 hours, you know, the players are going to find out what they can and can't do, and it basically means they can't train for at least a month. And then the clubs are going to have to deal with the reality. They're going to have to take millions off their bottom line, and unfortunately, that's going to mean some job cuts at probably every club in the competition.
May 31, why do you think that was the date they made for the competition to be suspended too?
That's a good question. That wasn't really asked. And look, that is just getting a sense from Clubland last night. It would almost be a remarkable result if we're playing again by that stage. Mm. That's certainly how the clubs are feeling. So, yeah, I'm not sure why exactly that date, but, you know, 2 months hiatus. In a month's time, the AFL will assess the situation. And who knows what it will be in a month's time. I mean, the rapid rate that this story has moved, anything, we could be anywhere in a month's time. So right now, basically, the industry just shuts down. Players will be sent home. Our players have got the opportunity to go back to their home states if they want, and they'll have to get going pretty quickly if that's what they want to do. But I heard Chad Wingard also yesterday, who's South Australian, say, I'm not sure that's the best thing for me and my family to go back home. I think it's better I just stay in Melbourne and isolate. And that's the challenge now for the players. I mean, they've got to be really disciplined. They're going to be told, you know, you've got to isolate, you've got to train at home, which they'll be fine with that. But like the rest of society, they're going to have to be really disciplined. They're going to have to isolate. They're going to have to make sure they're okay. They're going to have to make sure their family's okay. And they won't have that sanctuary of the football club to go in and spend time and go about their business for a month at least. So it's a pretty confusing time for players. And, you know, they'll be talking about pay cuts and all contract negotiations are on hold for players that are out of contract. So it's a pretty confusing time for players in the AFL right now.
Yeah, things change pretty quickly, Jules. But what was the tipping point for the AFL to make this decision?
I think the tipping point came yesterday. The first one would have been the announcement from the South Australian government that they were shutting their borders. So that obviously has a massive effect on Adelaide and Port Adelaide. They're actually due to play each other this week, but we couldn't just have them playing each other for weeks and weeks on end. And then certainly when it came through the news that the Victorian government was about to place some really strong restrictions in Melbourne and in Victoria, plus, you know, the cutback on essential travel. Now, you could argue that, you know, these guys are going about their work, so that makes it essential travel. But Max Gawn spoke yesterday after Melbourne's loss and talked about there was a lot of almost reluctance from the Melbourne players to jump on a plane and go to Perth. So I think if you add all those three factors, but yesterday, as soon as the news came through from the South Australian government, they were pretty much shutting their borders. I think it was inevitable what was going to happen with the AFL.
What are you hearing Victoria might do? Will they close their borders? Because if they do that, then obviously Melbourne Storm coming out of Melbourne, it makes it difficult for them then to be a part of the NRL competition. And do you think the NRL have made the right decision by continuing to play when other sports have said they are not going to continue playing?
It's really tough, isn't it? Like, I mean, I know they're getting a lot of criticism at the moment, you know, get your head out of the sand and, you know, what are you doing? But in a way, I think Peter Valandis would be, you know, derelict in his duty if he doesn't explore every possible option to keep the competition going. I mean, the AFL talked about how big a financial crisis it is for Australian rules football. Well, we know rugby league's in a worse position. So I think he's entitled to explore every possible option. Look, I think we all know that the NRL probably won't continue. But I think, until he's told to shut down by the government, I think he's entitled for everyone in his sport to try and keep playing. It's hard to know what's going to happen with Victoria. It sounds like the Victorian government probably thinking a little bit different than the federal government. You know, there's confusion here in Melbourne right now, what's happening with schools and exactly what some of the restrictions are. So I think we'll find out more as today unfolds. But, yeah, they want the Melbourne Storm obviously involved in the competition. They're going to have to move really quickly, I would suggest to probably get them out of Melbourne and base them where they want to base every team in the competition.
Julian, what are some of the expectations around the players, the AFL players now? We talk about them being in isolation at home. Are they expected to come back to the AFL in good shape? Are there strict restrictions around diet, training, that sort of thing?
Yeah, so I think they've basically got 48 hours now, the players and the club, to work through all that. Look, that part I don't think will be a problem for AFL players. Pretty much when they get on their break, their eight-week break at the end of the season, they're pretty much given individual programs. Anyway, it's not like the old days when they'd put on 6 kilos and come back to pre-season and try and run it off. So I think that part will be... I think the part that Alistair Clarkson touched on that was interesting, it was just about this self-discipline they'll have to have. You know, they won't be able to just rock into the club and get the help from their mates. You know, they're going to have to work through things themselves. They're going to have to, you know, change their daily life. They won't be going down to cafes on their day off, or they won't be going to movies on their day off, or whatever they like to do in their spare time. And you know, some of these guys won't be around their families. Like a Chad Wingard, for example, will choose to stay in Melbourne, and therefore he won't be around his family that's based in South Australia. So I think that's the more challenging thing for the players. They're going to be on their own. But in saying that, they've got their teammates they can call. They've got the club they can call. They've got the Players Association they can call. So they're going to have plenty of support. It's just that, you know, Michael and Laurie, you know, your sporting club is your sanctuary. And when you're not home, you're generally there. So that's going to be the big change for the players for at least a month. Hopefully they'll be back training at the end of at April. But as we say, who knows where we'll be in 2 days' time, let alone a month's time.
That's it. Jules, really appreciate the update, mate.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks, boys.